no sense.
This is the Relic Radio Show, old-time radio entertainment still standing the test of time, from RelicRadio.com. With another 60 minutes of radio drama, this is the Relic Radio Show. Thanks for joining me this week. We'll hear first this time from High Adventure, their episode titled The Snakes from October 27th, 1977. After that, it's I Love Adventure and the Quan Moon Dagger. That episode aired June 27th, 1948.
In tonight's story, we present The Snakes.
Finished here.
Okay. Good night, Grace. See you tomorrow.
Oh, my watch has stopped. What's the time?
Oh, I see. I make it about a minute to 11.
Thanks. Will you be much longer?
Oh, just a few more minutes. You know, I'm glad this is the last night. We'll have to work overtime, at least for a while.
Oh,
anyway.
You're telling me. We'll be turning into bats at this rate. Good night.
Cheerio. Well, now, let's see. Let's get these files put away, and I can start winding my own way home. Yeah. I'm glad to see the last of you lot. Oh, well, the overtime pay will come in useful. Grief, what was that? The blazes is going on. It sounded like Grace. Grace, is that you?
Oh, get back inside and shut the door quickly.
Hey, what's going on?
Don't argue. Get back in the room.
All right. What did you scream for?
There's a snake out there.
What?
A snake. A huge thing. It's at the top of the stairs.
There's a snake at the top of the stairs?
But don't look at me like that. I saw it with my own eyes. It's a huge thing. It's coming down the corridor.
There aren't any snakes in here. We're in the middle of town.
I'm telling you, there's a huge snake out there. Do I look like I'm playing the fool? Oh. Well, don't open the door.
I want to see this for myself.
Oh. Well?
There's just a snake out there. There's two of them.
Oh.
I think there's a third at the end of the corridor.
Where did they come from?
I'm not sure. The question is, are they dangerous?
Tiptronic tuning from Germany gives the best power reception you'll ever see. There's a tint control and Blaupunkt has got
more than 400,000 extra color dots. That's high fidelity.
You get perfect color and clarity. Blaupunkt TV pictures high fidelity.
Peugeot 404 Automatique relieves traffic headaches. They're real value for money. Incredibly reliable. Have minimum maintenance requirements. Low running costs. Whatever your motoring problem, the 404 can cure it. Peugeot 404. More than a sugar-coated pill.
can't just sit in here like this. Call somebody on the phone.
The phone's connected to the switchboard in an office on the other side of the warehouse. At this time of the night, the board's closed. Do you know that?
You mean we can't get an outside line?
That's precisely what I mean.
Well, what are we going to do?
For a start, let's not lose our heads.
Well, you saw the size of the snake out there. I'm not going to try and get down the corridor.
Two of the snakes are pretty big. But the one at the far end of the corridor looked much smaller and a different color.
Well, don't you know anything about snakes? What sort of poisonous and so on?
All I know about snakes is that they haven't got legs.
Oh, for heaven's sake! But what are the creatures doing here?
I think I know the answer to that.
Well?
Look, Dave was down at the harbor this afternoon. He was collecting something for the zoological gardens in Merrydale. Something that was going to be kept here at the warehouse overnight and transported tomorrow morning.
A consignment of snakes?
Well, I didn't see the documentation. It could have been snakes. They keep them at Merrydale, don't they?
Well, I've no idea.
Look, maybe the snakes were in a container that got damaged and Dave didn't notice it. Now the slithering chums have got free.
You mean the whole warehouse may be full of them?
Oh, no, let's not exaggerate. Those three out in the corridor may be the only ones there were.
And on the other hand, maybe there's dozens of them.
We've got to get out of here.
Well, wouldn't it be safer to stay where we are?
This room's got an open ceiling. A snake may think the rafters are a good tree substitute.
Oh, I don't think I could stand it if a snake appeared in the rafters over my head.
I'll try to keep calm.
Oh, Norman, the door.
Well, what about it?
Well, there's a gap between the bottom of the door and the floor.
Yes. It's not more than an inch wide.
But snakes can get through small openings, can't they? They make themselves flat or something. Well, don't they?
I told you, I don't know anything about snakes.
Well, we'd better stuff paper under the door. Oh, come on.
All right, we could use some of the stuff in the bottom of the filing cabinet. Oh, give me a hand. Here, take these.
Right.
Fold the pages.
There's something on the other side of the door. I can hear it.
I'll put the papers.
Oh, be careful.
I will be.
I think one of the snakes is thinking about trying to come under the door.
Yeah, well, let's see if we can discourage him.
Oh.
Yeah, if I fold a few sheets of paper in half, they make a nice wedge.
Well, mind your fingers. Oh.
Sounds like a storm's brewing outside.
Maybe this room had a window.
That wouldn't help. We're on the second floor.
Oh, I think I'd risk jumping.
Yes, and you'd probably break your neck. Anyway, there isn't a window, so the question doesn't arise. That's got the paper wedged under the door.
We can't sit in here all night. We've got to attract someone's attention. Well, what about the night watchman?
Yes. It's a bit after 11 now. He won't be making his rounds of this part of the warehouse until about 12.
Well, maybe he'll see the snake somewhere else in the building and raise the alarm before 12.
Maybe.
Well, if he sees the lights burning here, he may come and investigate.
He knows we've been working overtime all week. He won't think it's suspicious that the lights are on, though.
But the later it gets, the more unlikely it is that anyone's working here.
Yeah, true. He knows we always let ourselves out about 11. I reckon we'll get help in about an hour.
Oh! That thunder wasn't very far away. The storm's going to break before long.
I'll try to relax. You want a cigarette?
Oh, yes, thanks.
Hang on. Here we are. You know, we could probably go down the corridor without being attacked. I mean, if we move quietly and slowly, why should the snakes bother us?
Oh, they give me the creeps. I feel weak at the knees just thinking about them.
To tell you the truth, they scare the daylights out of me as well. If only we knew something about them. That's what bothers me, you know, my ignorance about them. The little blighter I noticed at the far end of the corridor looks like the strike now ask questions afterwards type.
Well, that's the trouble. We don't know a thing about snakes. We could be sitting here making fools of ourselves. And on the other hand, going out into the corridor may be the stupidest thing to do.
Look, I'm going to get a look over the partition into the corridor. Maybe our chums have gone.
Well, stand on this chair.
Oh, thanks. I'll just put it against the partition. And then, up we go. Let's see.
Well, are they still there?
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 5, 7. There's 7 of them.
What?
There's 2 really big ones and the rest are medium-sized, if that's the right expression.
Oh, what are they doing?
2 of them are slithering. The others aren't moving.
Oh!
What's that for?
Well, look up there! In the rafters!
Where?
Well, to the right over there.
Oh, I see what you mean.
One of them is going along the rafters. He's going to pass right overhead.
As long as he keeps going, that's fine.
I've never been so scared in my life.
I can't say I'm overjoyed myself.
Oh, I wish that night watchman would get here.
I wish we could phone out.
Perhaps the switchboard left a direct line through here.
Maybe.
She knows we've been working overtime. She may have left us on an outside line.
Not much hope of that, really. She's a creature of habit. And every night before she knocks off...
Oh, try the phone anyway.
All right.
Well?
The line's stone dead.
The snake in the rafters has stopped moving.
So I see.
It's on a beam right over this room.
Now stop worrying, will you? It's up there, not down here.
Oh, I can't stand to have a big snake a few feet above my head.
There's nothing we can do about it.
Suppose it decides to try and come down here.
Why should it want to do that?
Well, how should I know? I don't know how snakes think.
Oh, look, it can't get down here. There's nothing for it to climb on.
I've seen pictures of snakes stretching down from a branch to the ground. And that one up there is long enough to reach the floor.
Well, it isn't trying to do anything of the sort. It's just sitting there. Lying there, whatever you call it.
It's watching us.
Well, stop waving your arms around. I don't think snakes like sudden movements.
Where are my glasses?
What do you want your glasses for?
I read somewhere that snakes spit in your eyes. Haven't you heard of that before?
Yes, I think I have. Well, maybe the snake up there isn't that sort.
They're all that sort, aren't they?
He may not even be poisonous. For all we know, he's more frightened of us than we are of him.
Oh, don't talk rubbish. He doesn't look frightened.
How do you know what a frightened snake looks like, anyway?
I don't think snakes get frightened. I don't think they've got those sort of feelings.
I'm sure if we just ignore him, he won't do us any harm. And for heaven's sake, keep still.
Oh, that nearly made me jump out of my skin.
Oh, dear me. The rain's starting, listen.
Why doesn't that infernal night watchman come here?
It's another 30 or 40 minutes at least before he starts heading this way.
Something's pushing on the papers you jammed under the door.
I wedged them in tight. It's all right.
The big snakes I saw in the corridor looked like... What are they called? Pythons. Was it a python?
I told you, I don't know anything about snakes. Maybe it was a boa constrictor.
Well, they crush you to death, don't they?
Yeah, something like that. But he can't get in here. I don't think they go around looking for people to crush anyway. At least I don't think so.
Oh, I can't handle this. I think I'm going to be sick.
No, you aren't. Now, come on, sit down in this chair. Come on, sit down. That's right.
Fire. That's it. Fire.
What?
Snakes don't like fire. I read that somewhere. Snakes and all wild creatures, they're frightened of fire.
That's true. But we can't start a fire in here.
Well, can't you throw some burning papers over the top of the petition into the corridor?
It's a wooden floor. We could set the warehouse alight.
We can't just sit here.
Look, so far we're perfectly safe. We've just got to be patient.
I told you I can't take this. I'm terrified of snakes.
And I admitted that they scare me as well, but we aren't going to start making fires in here.
Well, think of something else then.
We've just got to be patient, Grace, until the night watchman shows up. When he does the rounds in this part of the building, we'll call out to him.
It's moving.
What?
Up there. The snake, it's moving.
You're right.
It's coming down. Look at it. It's starting to come down.
Oh, that was close.
The lights are dimming. They're going out. The lights are going out.
Now, Grace, steady on, will you? Steady.
Oh, it's pitch black now. We're in the dark and that snake is coming down.
All right, Grace, I'm with you. I'm right here.
We're in the pitch black, surrounded by snakes.
Pour out the instant coffee haze.
Instant Coffee Haze's unique process actually traps that delicious taste and aroma of percolating coffee. So you get that coffee pot taste in every can of Instant Coffee Haze.
Coffee Haze traps the taste that's too good to waste. Pour out the coffee pot taste. Pour out the instant coffee haze.
Choose from Instant Coffee Haze medium roast powder and Instant Coffee Haze full roast granules.
Peugeot 404 Automatik relieves traffic headaches. They're real value for money. Incredibly reliable. Have minimum maintenance requirements. Low running costs. Whatever your motoring problem, the 404 can cure it. Peugeot 404. More than a sugar-coated pill.
Tiptronic tuning from Germany gives the best power reception you'll ever see. There's a tint control and Blaupunkt has got
more than 400,000 extra color dots. That's high, 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 high fidelity.
You get perfect color and clarity. Blaupunkt TV Pictures high fidelity.
High, high.
Get some light from my cigarette lighter. Just a second.
Oh, hurry up.
Yeah, that's better. Where's the snake?
It's just hanging there. It isn't moving. What's the matter with it?
I don't think there's anything the matter with it. It's just decided to stop moving.
But it's hanging halfway down from the rafter.
I think that's how some snakes behave.
Oh.
This lighter won't last long. We need something else for light.
Well, if we make a small fire in the waste paper bin, there shouldn't be any danger of it spreading. Not if we're very careful.
Get some more paper out of that cabinet.
Right.
Take the stuff from the bottom drawer. It isn't important. I'll get the metal bin. I don't like this idea at all. If we set the building on fire, we'll be in even worse trouble.
Oh, look what I found.
What is it?
Well, you remember Mrs. Castle's birthday last week? She bought a cake. Do you remember?
What's that got to do?
Well, there were a few little candles on it, and afterwards somebody must have put them in here on top of this cabinet, see?
They aren't very big, are they?
Well, it's better than nothing. If we use them one at a time, they should last until the watchman gets around here.
We can use this ashtray as a holder. Give me one of the candles.
You are.
Right. Slide it. Just run a little wax into the ashtray. Then stick the base of the candle in it before it's hardened. And hey, presto.
The snake hasn't moved again. It's still just hanging there.
Listen, do you hear that?
It's somebody whistling.
Ah, the night watchman.
Oh.
I'll give him a shout. Hello there!
The thunder was too loud. He didn't hear you. But call again.
Confound this infernal weather. Hello there! Do you hear me?
Oh, the rain's making a terrible racket on the roof.
No, I heard the corridor exit door open and close. He's gone.
But call again.
Hello there! Hello!
You're right. He's gone.
He must have just passed through the corridor without checking this far. The lazy fool. He won't come back for another hour at least.
I can't stay here another hour. Not with that thing dangling like that. I won't be able to stand it.
Maybe we should just try to get to the end of the corridor. The watchman didn't seem to see anything out there. He must have swept his torch around, surely.
It doesn't seem as though he was being very methodical. He was apparently just crossing at the end of the corridor without paying any attention to this direction.
With the electricity off, he probably thinks we've gone home.
I'm not going out into the corridor in the dark. There's boxes and things stacked out there. The stakes could be behind them or on top of them, anywhere.
I'll tell you what, I'll chance it. I'll bolt down the corridor and get her.
I'm not staying here by myself.
All right, well, then come with me. We'd probably get out perfectly safely.
I'm not going out there.
Listen, you can't be any more frightened of snakes than I am. Believe me, they really scare me. If I wasn't so blessed scared of them, I'd have gone out long ago. But we can't hang around in this room all night.
I'll faint before I get two steps away.
Well, I can't stay here with that snake dangling from the rafter.
What, do you think I like it? Well, at least we can see it. Going out through the warehouse in the dark is something else.
We're acting like a couple of silly children. Look, if we go out slowly and carefully...
No! Think of something else.
Wait a minute. I've just thought of something.
Well, what?
Mr. Rowland goes to the bank tomorrow, right? It is Friday tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, it's Friday tomorrow, but so what? What are you talking about?
Well, he collects wages for the temporary staff.
Oh, yes?
And he takes a gun with him, a revolver.
Oh, yes. Oh, but he keeps the gun in his office, and that's on the other side of the building.
No. On Thursday afternoons, he puts the gun in the safe in here, because he stops in here first thing on Fridays and then goes directly to the bank.
You mean there's a gun in the safe? In here?
Well, there should be.
Well, do you know the combination?
Yes.
Well, don't just stand there. Get it open.
Right.
Well, why didn't you think of this before?
I don't claim to be perfect.
Oh, it'll be our luck that the gun isn't in the safe.
Well, it should be there. What's the snake on the rafter doing?
Nothing. It's still just hanging down like a piece of cable. Oh, hurry up with the lock.
I'm going as fast as I can.
Is Is the gun in there?
It should be in this drawer.
Well? Well, isn't it there?
Yes, here it is. Oh. See?
Careful.
There's a problem.
What problem?
It isn't loaded.
Well, it must be loaded. What use is an empty gun?
Oh, you know what a fastidious character Mr. Roland is. He probably thinks it's dangerous to leave a gun around loaded.
Well, it isn't lying around. It was locked in the safe.
Well, either he keeps the ammunition somewhere else and brings it with him to load the gun on Friday mornings before he goes to the bank, or the bullets are somewhere separately in the safe.
Well, look for them.
I am looking for them.
The snake's moving.
What?
Look, it's moving. It's making for the top of the partition.
So I see.
It's going to come down in here with us. Oh, for heaven's sake, find the ammunition.
All right, all right. Keep your eye on the snake. Maybe the bullet's in one of these other drawers.
Oh, the candle's gone out.
It was just a little birthday candle. Light another one.
Well, you've got the lighter.
Oh, just a second.
Hurry up.
Oh, I left the lighter on the desk.
Oh, you idiot.
Well, take it easy. I'll fetch it.
You can't see a thing in this darkness. And the snake's coming down.
I left the lighter on the edge of the desk. I'll just feel around.
Well, can't you find it?
Oh, yes, here it is. Oh!
Oh, now what?
I knocked it on the floor.
Oh, are you crazy or something?
Relax, I'll find it. It's here somewhere.
Please find it.
Oh, I've got it. There. Where are the other candles?
Here. I've got them.
Right, let's get another one burning. Thanks. Now hold it steady.
Right. Oh, hurry up.
Relax, will you? I'm just as scared as you are. There's no point in panicking. I can't keep my hand still. There. The candle's burning.
Look. The snake's gone. It came down in the dark. Oh, where's it gone?
Maybe it went down the other side of the partition.
And maybe it came down on this side. Oh, find the ammunition for the revolver.
All right, all right.
Oh.
If we're lucky it's in one of these drawers.
Well, isn't it there?
Apparently not. I wonder if he puts it in this firebox at the back of the safe.
Oh, I can see the snake.
What? Where?
In the corner. Over there. It's moving along the floor next to the partition.
Yes, I see him.
Norman, we're trapped.
All right, all right. Oh, I found the bullets.
Oh.
They were in the firebox.
Well, load the gun.
Oh, that's funny. I can't get the cylinder open. Oh, there must be a trick to it.
Oh, don't you know anything about guns?
No, I don't. At least not this sort of revolver.
Oh, you're marvelous. You know nothing about snakes and you know nothing about guns. How much use are you?
Oh, this is no time to point out my weaknesses. Please lay off. Where's the snake now?
He's reached the corner. He's going to start coming this way.
What are we going to do? Let's get on the desk.
Come on. Right.
Now be careful with the candles. Oh, blast, it's gone out.
Oh, light it again, quickly.
All right, all right. There. Now, climb on the desk. Don't wave the candle about or it'll go out again.
For pity's sake, load the gun.
I'm trying my best. Look, I can't help it if I don't know how the thing opens. Must be a blooming antique. Trust Roland to have a revolver that came out of the Ark.
Well, it looks in good condition. You know what a fusspot he is.
Yes, I know. Where's the snake?
Oh, it's going into the safe.
What? How, well, we can shut him in there.
Well, he isn't properly inside yet.
He will be in a few minutes.
There's still all the snakes out in the corridor. Are you sure you can't load that gun?
I'm trying.
Well, try harder.
You're hardly a pillar of strength yourself.
Oh, he's in the safe. Oh, shut the door. Go on.
All right.
Oh, hurry before it gets out.
Well, don't push me.
Well, hurry up.
Well, that's taken care of him.
Oh. Help me down from the desk, please.
Here, take my hand.
Thanks.
Oh, blast, the candle's gone out again.
Oh, the electricity is working.
Oh, good.
The lights have come on.
Oh, that's a big help.
Well, now maybe the watchman will see the lights and come here to find out what's going on.
Ah, I've got the gun open, look.
Well, load it.
All right.
I'll get on the chair and take another look in the corridor. Now then, take a look.
Anything there?
Corridors, all of them. And there's a giant right in front of the door. Oh, you'd need a machine gun to fight your way to the end of the corridor.
You know, if you and I weren't a couple of bachelors, we could have expected our families to report us missing by now. But it looks as if we're going to have to wait for the watchman to come to our rescue.
At least we haven't got any more of the snakes in here with us. Mind, I'm coming down.
Now, if any do somehow get in here, at least we've got Roland's revolver now.
Norman, I'm sorry I shouted at you earlier on.
It's all right. I think we've both been a little rattled, to say the least.
To say the least.
You know, Grace, when we get out of here, I'll buy you a present.
Oh, what?
Nice snakeskin handbag,
Oh, Norman. I'm not sure I think that's funny.
All right, maybe not. Now, look, we'd better listen for the watchman. He didn't notice the snakes when he crossed at the end of the corridor last time, but now that the lights are on again, he's in for a nasty surprise.
Was boeier het 'n unieke wasdagformule. Die enzymaksie weet die ergste vuil en vlekke uit en die skoonmaakaksie was dit weer skitterwit. Ja, Punch was al jou wasgoed vlekloos skoon en wit.
Week vlekke uit, was betekent met enzymaktiva Punch.
Oh no, look at that frying pan, I'll never get it clean.
Say goodbye to elbow grease. New Lemon Swift is here, the grime-busting scourer.
Add water to new Lemon Swift and it goes green, releasing a grime-busting scouring power that cuts right through baked, hard, stuck-down dirt. New Lemon Swift leaves nothing behind but a sparkle and the fresh, fresh smell of new-picked lemons.
Lemon Swift goes green and grime is gone.
Show 404 Automatique relieves traffic headaches. They're real value for money. Incredibly reliable. Have minimum maintenance requirements. Low running costs. Whatever your motoring problem, the 404 can cure it. Peugeot 404. More than a sugar-coated pill.
What's the time?
Oh, let's see. It's just...
Oh, the phone's ringing.
So I noticed.
But the line was dead when we checked it earlier. The switchboard had disconnected.
Somebody must be phoning from the switchboard itself. Oh. Hello? Yes, speaking.
But who is it?
It's the night watchman. He saw the lights were still on in here.
Well, tell him to call someone to get us out of here.
Hello? Yes, I'm still here. I was talking to Miss Griffith. She's with me. No. Listen to me carefully. We're trapped by snakes. Yes, I know it seems unbelievable, but snakes. I don't know where they came from, but we think they might have escaped from one of the containers in the warehouse. There was a delivery for Maryland, remember?
Well, tell him to call the police.
Please, telephone Mr. Dave Watson at his home and then call the police, please. Yes, that's right. And in the meantime, you'd better keep away from this part of the building. It will probably be dangerous. There are snakes all over the corridor. Yes, and connect this phone to an open line, please. Thanks very much. Thank you. Goodbye.
Well, Norman, why did you tell him to phone Dave Watson?
Well, Dave will get in touch with someone at the Merrydale Zoological Gardens.
Oh.
You realize we'll be out of here before much longer. Snakes alive. It's been quite a night, hasn't it, Grace?
High Adventure is produced by Henry Diffenthal.
Thank you. This program is transcribed from an earlier network broadcast.
The American Broadcasting Company presents I Love Adventure. Incident number 10, The Quang Moon Dagger, a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Jack, Doc, and Reggie. It's late afternoon of a lazy day in the offices of the A1 Detective Agency just off Hollywood Boulevard. Doc Long is casting a rather disgruntled glance in the direction of Jack Packard, who is slumped back in his chair with his feet atop the badly scarred desk.
Jack, you realize ain't nothing been stirring for 3 whole days now?
Something will come along.
Well, man needs a little excitement once in a while.
Why not rent an alligator from one of the movie studios? You could wrestle with it.
Maybe you got yourself an idea, son. It might be... Uh-oh. Did you see what just walked in?
Five of them.
And all of them fair size, too.
Fair size, the man says. 8 to 5, they average 7 feet in height apiece.
Oh, well, please remain seated right where you are, gentlemen. Yes.
What's the pitch, friend?
We wish to search your office, Mr. Packard.
You are obliged by remaining quite still.
Yes.
No, pal, we haven't time. A previous engagement.
Yeah, with an alligator. I regret, gentlemen, you will go nowhere. If you think you hombres can come in here...
All right, take it easy, Doc.
Well...
The gun that just popped out of his sleeve says he can.
Woo. And all 5 of these Hong Kong sports seem to have.
So, gentlemen, with your permission, we will search the office.
The door to the right hides a wash basin. The one to the left leads into a closet. You find 2 broken golf clubs and 5 years' accumulation of dust.
It is well, gentlemen. My men report there are no enemies concealed on the premises.
Well, you've no idea what a load that takes off our minds. Now what gives, friend?
You'll prepare yourselves to be honored by the presence of the mighty one. Make obeisance, please. Though the flower of the 7 heavens, the ruler of the Temple of Quang Moon, Princess Miley.
Well, smack me pink and call me baby.
Please pardon the zeal with which my servant, Qin Lu, guards person of his princess. For 100 generations, his family has watched over well-being of royal ones of Akaobang.
Well, that's a job I wouldn't mind undertaking myself.
Take it easy, darling.
I do not mind, Mr. Packard. The flattery of your friend, Mr. Long, quite pleasing. You are wondering why I have come here, Eve?
Well, that don't matter. If you'd care to sit down over here next to me, Princess...
Suppose we let the princess have her say, Doctor.
You are right, Mr. Packard. My business here is of utmost urgency. I wish to engage your service to recover for me Quang Moon Dagger.
Quang Moon Dagger?
Oh, you have heard of it?
Not never. How about you, Jack?
This Kaobang is a small independent kingdom lying in the jungles between Cochin, China, and Yunnan. Wang Moon is the god worship there. I'd say somebody made off with a dagger belonging in his temple.
You are exactly right, Mr. Packard. 2 months ago, a certain person visited our village. When he depart, dagger depart with him.
Well, why would he want an oriental pig stick?
Oh, blade of dagger of Quang Moon is solid gold, Mr. Long. The hilt is encrusted with a most perfect of emeralds, rupees, and diamonds.
Well, ain't no wonder you folks are doing a slow burn.
More important is the fact that my people fear that Quang Moon angry with them. Our crops have been blighted. Disease and famine threaten entire nation.
This will all be corrected the minute the dagger is back in the temple, of course.
So my people believe. That is why I follow man responsible to the United States. But this country is very unfamiliar to me and my bodyguard, Qin Lu. We need assistance of men we can trust. honor its customs and habits.
Well, you come to the right spot, Prince. Is that right, Jack?
Mm. And you will be rewarded, of course. Upon the hilt of dagger is Kwang Moon Ruby, a most perfect gem of its kind in all world. You return dagger to me, and the ruby is yours.
What's the name of the character who took the dagger?
He was known to us as Paul Cavagnari.
And you've traced him to the United States?
Oh, yes. Even more definite than that. To Chicago.
Oh, and when did he say it, huh? Any address there?
We found the envelope among his effects. It was addressed to him on a street known as Wentworth. Here is address.
Well, that should help. Anything else?
Only one little thing. Dagger was seen yesterday by one of our countrymen in Chicago.
Well, now you really bring us up to date. Where was it at?
Falling from small bridge into Lincoln Park Lagoon.
Falling into the lagoon? How come? Was it thrown in?
Oh, no, Mr. Packard. He was buried between shoulders of Paul Cavagnari.
Some looker at Princess, huh, Jack? And that perfume she wore, oh, it does things to a feller.
Yeah, maybe that's why we're in something a little deeper than we figure, Doc.
What's that supposed to mean?
A report from Chicago said that somebody slipped Paul Cavagnari a Diger Mickey and dumped his body into the Lincoln Park Lagoon.
Sure, but the police closed in before her buddies could recover it. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Only while you were getting our plane tickets, I called Chicago Homicide. No corpse by the name of Cavagnari has turned up, and nobody reported a stabbing in Lincoln Park.
Well, Jack, if there's such a strong suspicion of double cross about this case, why we're taking it off?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe curiosity. Maybe to keep you from having to wrestle alligators. Or maybe that perfume got me, too.
You know something, Jack? Darn colorful street, this Wentworth Avenue.
Yeah. Tourist eye view of Chicago's Chinatown.
What you reckon that Cavalier Umbre was doing in this part of town?
Well, we'll know pretty quick. Here's the address now.
Yeah, Jim?
Here. Keep the chain.
Thanks, pal.
Uh-oh. Jack, this can't be the right place.
It's the address the princess gave us.
But take a gander at that neon sign. Blue Celestial Mortuary. It's a high-class burying parlor. That Cavalieri filler can't live there.
Only one way to find out. Let's go in.
Little depressing, ain't it?
What'd you expect, dancing girls?
No, but they'd have.
Good evening, gentlemen. Is there some service we of the Blue Celestial Mortuary may perform for you?
Well, we hope so. We're looking for a Mr. Paul Cavagnari.
Mr. Cavagnari. Of course, gentlemen. This way, gentlemen.
And he does hang out here. Now, if we can get him to crack about that dagger...
Don't worry about that when we meet him.
Here you are, gentlemen. Mr. Cavagnari.
Thanks.
Hey.
If I do say so myself, the Blue Celestial Mortuary has done a magnificent job. One would swear he was still alive.
Couldn't they, though?
Oh, poor Paul. Last place I wanted to see him was in a coffin.
Yes, a sad case. Very sad. Cut down in the bloom of manhood.
Well, accidents can happen to anybody.
Accident?
Well, of course accidents. You don't think Paul just deliberately jumped off that bridge in the lagoon, do you?
Bridge? Lagoon? Someone must have misinformed you, sir. Mr. Cavagnari died of natural causes. A heart attack.
You sure of that?
Certainly. We have a copy of the death certificate.
You remember who signed it?
Why, a Dr. Jansen or Jenkins, something like that.
Well, would you mind getting it for us? It would relieve our minds so much to see it. You know how kin folks is.
Why, I'd be happy to, sir. It will only take a moment. I'll be right back.
Oh, about that?
The whole darn thing don't make no sense, son. You don't reckon somebody's pulling our leg, do you?
I'll buy that, but who and why?
You've got me. Did Cavalieri get dunked into the lagoon or not? And what about that Kwong Moon dagger in the back business?
Well, that's one thing we can settle right now.
But, Jack, the death certificate, you heard him.
Nobody can forge a stab wound, Doc.
Oh, you mean have a look for herself?
What else?
Well, it's darn distasteful, but it's got to be done, I'm your boy.
Then let's go to it. Our mortician friend will be back any minute.
Jack, that was a 45.
Come on, run.
Which way?
There's the office, the end of the corridor.
Somebody's starting to play kind of rough around here.
Yeah, he's dead, all right.
But who done it? Don't look like there's nobody around.
The open window explains that. Come on, let's get back to the chapel. I want to talk to that organist.
Think he might be in on to know about all this?
I don't know, but he's the only one left still alive around here. There's the chapel. We'll hit the organ loft first and... Uh-oh.
Yeah, we're kind of late. Our little bird seems to have flowed his music a coup.
It's not the only one. Take a look at the coffin.
At the Yeah. The corpse is gone.
Yeah. Our pal Carbonari won't stay put, apparently. There it is, Doc. The Hung Shu Mu, the Red Tree Flower Shop.
But I don't see what we're doing going to a flower shop, huh?
Somebody sent a carload of flowers to Cobham Yards in this place. If we can learn who it was, we may have a lead on what to do next. Come on, let's go in.
Good evening, gentlemen. Is there something I could do for you?
Yeah, it could be. You delivered a load of flowers to the Blue Celestial Mortuary recently, didn't you?
Yes, that's right. Did you wish to order some similar ones?
Well, it depends on how cooperative you can be.
We pride ourselves on our service, sir. I'm sure we can supply you with whatever you wish.
Mm-hmm. Well, then try this for size. Who sent those other flowers?
I'm sorry, sir. I am not at liberty to say.
Now, look, Hangtown Fry, you ain't no doctor nor lawyer. Ain't no professional secrets in your business.
If a client of yours wished to remain anonymous, would you disclose the identity, Miss Along?
Oh. Hey, Jack, my fame must be spread. Doggone, Fu Manchu, how'd you know my name?
I was told to expect your arrival.
Who is your interested informer?
And if you say Paul Carbonari, I ain't gonna believe it.
No, it was the person whose identity you seek.
Hey, what'll it take to make you come across as something besides double talk?
Nothing, Mr. Parker. And the message was left for you at the same time.
Okay, let's have it.
The northwest corner of Wentworth and Fowler.
Come again, Sport.
The northwest corner of Wentworth and Fowler.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm afraid I do not know. However, the corner is only a few yards from the shop. Why not investigate and see?
Jack, this kid may be making sense of that.
Yeah, maybe. Come on, Doc. Thanks for your trouble.
But do not mention it, Mr. Pocket. We like to build up goodwill for future business.
Oh, man.
And do not forget, gentlemen, we specialize in funerals. Good night.
That hombre gives a good deal more than he takes.
I mean, he knows a good deal more than he says.
Well, that seems to be a fact about everybody in this case, with the exception of us.
Well, there's the sign. Wentworth and Fowler, and this is the northwest corner. Now what?
Well, don't seem to be nothing interesting here. Just a vacant lot with some signboards around it.
That message meant something. Hey, Doc, that car.
Jack, that fellow leaning out the window. He's got...
Down, Doc, get out!
Hey, Doc. Doc, you all right?
What you mean am I all right? I landed on my doggone crazy bone and spoiled my aim. Must have missed them gunmen a month.
Yeah, I didn't do so well myself. Well, we know what that message meant now.
Yeah, some message. Hey, did you get a look at that polecat that was shooting that Tommy gun?
Yeah.
Something mighty familiar about him, wasn't it?
It should be. He was Princess Mai Ling's bodyguard, Chin Lu. Back to the flower shop, quick.
Yeah, man. Flower man don't seem to be around.
Maybe in that back room. Let's head it.
Come on. I'm right eager to exchange a few words with that son of Satan, punctuated with a right cross or two.
Well, leave him enough lift to talk about that message, sir.
Yeah. Don't seem to be in here neither. Now, where are you supposed to...
Hey, hold it now. Go
door to the refrigerator room is open. Somebody's in there.
Refrigerator room? Oh, for the flowers. Hey, hold it, fella. I can see a shed in the looking glass.
He hasn't heard us yet. Must be almost soundproof in there.
Well, why deprive him of our company?
That's what I was thinking. Come on.
Yeah. Yank that door open and surprise him, son. He got it coming at the little party we just had.
Check. Okay, here we go. All right, pal. How about...
Look out, Doc. Catch him. Yeah.
Oh, too late.
How about that?
So it wasn't the florist leaning against that door. It was our missing pal, Paul Cavaliere.
Yeah.
Now, what was he doing in here, you reckon?
Take a look at his clothes.
Why, they half tore off of him.
Which means that whoever hijacked him from the mortuary put him in here to give him a good frisking. And incidentally, he wasn't killed by the Quang Moon dagger.
Yeah, so I see him. Punctures in his chest. Looks like he's made by .38 caliber. What'd you pick up there, son?
Ticket or something. Punched by a timestamp. Here, take a look.
Boat concession, Lincoln Park Lagoon, timeout 5:17, time in 5:29. What in thunder do you suppose that means?
Looks like he took a rowboat ride on the lagoon sometime before he died.
Couldn't have liked it very much. He's only out 12 minutes.
Hey, Doc, I got a hunch. Let's get out of here.
I would not bother to turn around, Mr. Parker.
Well, so Carbonari had company in the refrigerator room.
You've been crouched down among them flowers all the time?
Keep facing the wall and do not offer any resistance as my men disarm and bind you. Those are gun barrels you feel pressing against your spines.
Well, I take your word for it, but is there any particular reason for the pistol massage? And who are you?
I am Dr. Jen Keene.
How about that? I knew there was someone else we should have checked on.
You will have your chance now. You and I are going to have a talk. A long overdue talk about Paul Cavagnari and the Quang Moon dagger. I trust you are quite comfortable here in my quarters, Mr. Packard.
I'll do. Where's Doc?
He is being held in the next room. But do not be concerned. No harm will come to either of you as long as cooperation is the keynote of this little meeting.
Okay, cooperation it is. You begin. What's your business with us?
I am Dr. Jen Kin, Mr. Packard, head of a large hospital in Hanoi, French Indochina.
Haven't you got your professions mixed up a little? That was a gun I saw in your hand, not a scalpel.
There are times, Mr. Packard, when it is necessary for a man of medicine to take up arms in defense of his profession.
That pitch was a little wide, Doctor. Come again.
Very well. 2 months ago, my hospital was robbed of over $1 million worth of radium. I suspected a man I had known casually in Hanoi by the name of Paul Cavagnari.
Seems to me I've heard this somewhere before. You trailed him to the States, learned he was in Chicago.
Yes, Mr. Packard. But I could not locate him here. I was about to give up the search 2 days ago when I received a phone call from him.
Eight to five, he was giving you a chance to buy your radium back.
Precisely. At a price considerably lower than I would have to pay to replace it on the open market. However, he also mentioned the possibility of my having to buy the Quang Moon dagger. I agreed to discuss the proposition with him and went to meet him. The place he had chosen was most unusual one.
I can take the ball from here, Doctor. The place was the Lincoln Park Lagoon.
Yes.
Cavagnari was dead when you got there.
That is correct.
And there was no radium.
There was no radium.
And so you had him picked up by the Blue Celestial Mortuary, signed a fake death certificate, and left him lying in state to see who might show up.
I still had hopes of recovering that radium, Mr. Packard. And it occurred to me that if the people who had killed him for it found no mention of his murder in the paper, they might wonder why. Might be driven by guilt and fear to learn what had happened to him.
Pretty long shot, Doctor.
It paid off, Mr. Packard. You and Mr. Long visited the mortuary.
Who was your stool pigeon there? The organist?
Well, that is quite correct. Unfortunately, he ran out to try to intercept the mortician's murderer and did not see or remove the body. However, he did trail you to the florist shop, where he learned your identity and got in touch with me by telephone. So, and now, Mr. Packard, it is your turn to cooperate.
Okay, I'll get your radium for you.
As I thought, you do have it.
Nope, but neither do the lads who bumped off Cavagnari.
How do you know that?
Because he didn't it. That's why they came back to snatch his body. They hadn't been able to find the stuff and were looking for something to tip them off as to where it was.
And do you know where it is, Mr. Parker?
No, but I can find it and get the Kwong Moon dagger for myself if you release us right away. If not, it'll be too late. It's your last chance, Doctor.
You are presuming rather heavily upon my gullibility, are you not?
I'm presuming you're a doctor, that you realize what that radium means to your patients.
Yes. Yes, there are thousands of my countrymen now doomed to die who will live if I bring it back to Hanoi with me. Very well, Mr. Packard. You shall be released at once.
But, Jack, you believe this Jin Kin feller story?
Makes sense, Doc.
Well, I sure am happy to know that, son. I wouldn't ever guess.
You won't have to guess much longer.
You mean there's some action coming up?
Well, there should be a little excitement.
Well, where and when?
In about 10 minutes, near the boathouse, on the Lincoln Park Lagoon. Take the rowboat on the end, Doc.
You mean we going rowing at this time of night?
Why not? Cavagnari went somewhere. It took him 12 minutes to get there and back.
But where could a feller go in this overgrown wading pool? And that... Oh, that little wooded island at the upper end. Is that the spot you mean?
I don't know, Doc. But we're going to row over there and find out.
Look, Jack. If this is the action you promised me, let's take a crack at guessing again.
Don't give up the ship. We're almost there.
Yeah.
And I got a hunch you'll have enough action in the next few minutes to... See what I mean?
Hey, over the side, Doc. Wait, this is...
Jack, the water's awful darn cold from a Saturday night tub.
Well, he's trying to make it hot enough for us.
Well, the boat's a pretty good shield. Shall we kind of ease it islandward, maybe, huh?
Yeah, that's the general idea. Let's go.
We're nearly there. When we touch bottom, make a dash for it.
Yeah.
Hit the deck at the first cover we come to.
You bet you. Cheers to Omaha Beach on D-Day.
Okay, Doc, let's go.
You still okay, son?
Yeah, no complaints. What about you?
These here bramble thickets ain't my idea of a feather bed. Otherwise, I'm just fine.
Good.
Wonder what's happened to our bloodthirsty gun.
Probably got his spot moving in for the kill.
Let's make that our happy thought for the day. Ought to be some way to upset his plan. You got any ideas?
Yeah. Last time he fired was from behind that elm tree. I'm going to shove off for it.
But he ain't there now. If he's moving in on us, he... Oh, I get it. You'll draw as far so I can shoot at the muzzle flash.
Right. Keep your eyes open.
Just leave it to your Uncle Dudley. Good luck, son.
And there I go.
Jack. Hello, Jack, can you hear me? Jack, are you all right, fella?
Okay, Doc, come on. Everything's under control.
Well, face old thing. How'd I make out with a firecracker, King?
You'll have a pretty sore shoulder for a very long time.
Hey, well, it's our old friend Chen Lu, so he was the one sniping at us.
Yeah, if you take a gander on the ground behind this tree, you'll see why.
Well, look at that there on the ground beside that hole.
Yeah, the Kwong Moon dagger, right where Paul Cavagnari had hidden it.
You mean our job is done?
As soon as we get Chin Lo to a hospital and fly back to L.A. Take a deep breath, Doc. The next one you take may be filled with Princess Mai Ling's perfume.
So, Mr. Packard, my own servant, Chin Lu, tried to obtain Kwong Moon dagger behind my back?
That's the way it looks, all right.
Yeah, don't take it so hard, Princess. After all, we did bring the dagger back to Los Angeles with us.
You have done really much to make my people happy again. I do not know how to tell you how grateful I am. Do you have dagger?
Yeah, here in this drawer. You know, Princess, this dagger is not only ornamental, it's a pretty good weapon. Sharp point, keen steel blade. Yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought you said the blade was solid gold.
I did, Mr. Packard, but I had not seen dagger in recent years. My memory played tricks on me.
Played tricks about the gems on the hilt, too.
Oh, I had not forgotten your fee, Mr. Packard. The giant ruby will be yours?
Don't bother. There's not much of a market for paste these days.
Paste?
She acts surprised, yeah?
But I am surprised. I had no idea.
I suppose you didn't know that the hilt was hollow and that Paul Carveniari smuggled the stolen radium into this country inside it.
Stolen radium? What are you talking about, Mr. Packard?
Come off it, Princess. You, Carveniari, and Chin Lu were in on that robbery together. Only Carveniari tried to slip you the double cross and sell the stuff on the hot market in Chicago.
What is this fantastic story?
When you heard the red hot, he tried to sell it to, double crossed him and bumped him off, you came to us, hoping we'd find out where he'd hidden the stuff.
But your number one boy, Chin Lu, got to Chicago ahead of us and hijacked Cavalieri's body to search it for clues it might have been missed. When he found that boat ride ticket and figured out what it meant, well, me and Jack were superfluous property.
That's why you baited that trap at the florist and tried to bump us off. After that, you came back to L.A. while Chin Lu tore out to the lagoon to pick up the loot. That's why...
Okay, you dirty double-crossing machine!
Look out, Jack!
You won't let the pin is on...
That sticker, baby!
I'll kill you, Packard! I'll kill you!
Drop it, baby! Drop it! That's better. Doc, open the door.
With pleasure.
And now, Princess, you can make your exit.
I'll have your stinger hide for this. You won't get away with it, you rat. You won't.
Wow.
And my sentiments, exactly. What a hellcat your lovely damsel turn out to be.
Yeah. The stolen goods detail outside and take care of her. Well, Quang Moon Dagger. This is false, a piece of guilt as Princess Mai Ling's soul.
Well, what kills my soul is that the beautiful ruby on the hilt is false, too. All that brain work and gun shooting and no pail.
Oh, I don't know. The hospital in Indochina will get its radium back as fast as Dr. Jen Kin can get it there. And when you think of some thousands of people who'll get another crack at life now...
Yeah, maybe you got something, Mercer. Oh, well, mark down another two-fisted experience in the tarred old files of the A1. By the way, let me have that telephone, will you, sir?
Huh? Oh, sure. Yeah.
Thank you.
Who are you calling now?
RKM Studios. About an alligator.
Hey, wait a minute. You're not taking that gag seriously.
Why, of course I am. After the Princess Mai Ling, I ought to be able to throw one of them amphibious critters 2 out of 3 falls with a Quang Moon dagger tied behind my back.
Just heard I Love Adventure, a new Carlton E. Morse production featuring Michael Raffetto as Jack Packard and Barton Yarborough as Doc Law. Next week, incident number 11 entitled Assignment with a Displaced Person, an affair of a girl and a black market operator. Other players in tonight's show include Lillian Baya, Lou Krugman, Russell Thorson, and Harry Lang. The Quang Moon Dagger was written by Sidney Marshall. Organ music by Rex Corey. Your announcer, Jim Butters. For a laugh-provoking detective drama, stay tuned next for Johnny Fletcher, starring popular radio personality Bill Goodwin. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
That's the Relic Radio Show for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. You can find more from High Adventure, I Love Adventure, past episodes of the Relic Radio Show, and thousands of other old-time radio episodes at relicradio.com. Thanks to your support, everything is available for free. If you would like to help support the shows, you can do so through the website or visit donate.relicradio.com. Thanks to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me today. Talk to you again next Tuesday with another hour of the Relic Radio Show.